That was Annie DeFranco with Mariachi from her 2012 album, Whose Side Are You On? Now, Annie DeFranco is one of the headliners at this year's Mariposa Folk Festival that takes place from July the 4th to 6th in the gorgeous confines of Tuttle Park in Orillia. Mariposa is known for presenting the best singer-songwriters on the musical scene, and this year is no exception. But notable in the lineup this year is the large number of bands and groups that will perform on the festival's 11 stages. They hail from the South Pacific, Ireland, Australia, Cuba, and many locales across Canada and the United States. To learn more about this year's festival, we caught up with Mariposa Artistic Director Mike Hill. So it's great to be able to talk to you today, Mike.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I have to say, Mariposa is one of our favorite festivals. We do look forward to it each year, and I can't believe that it's only 2 weeks away. I can only imagine at this time, you must be run off your feet, are you?
Oh, absolutely. it's a full-time job for an entire year, just getting prepared. Shortly after the festival, I start hearing from agents, and I start thinking of who I'm going to book for the next year, and then by the time you get to just 2 weeks out, there's lots of little nitpicking details that need to be looked after, the accommodations and transportation arrangements and things like that.
Now, how many years have you been the artistic director now?
Since 2007, so 7 years at least. Yeah, it seems like longer.
And I always wonder if there's any sort of training that budding artistic directors go through, or whether it's a case of just accumulating knowledge and then somebody says, hey, Mike, how would you like to be artistic director for a while?
Well, yeah, I don't think there is any training. All the people that I know who do the job, it's kind of one of those jobs that you make up on the fly, and you're lucky if someone asks you to do it. So, I think a lot of it is immersing myself in this type of music, all my life. As a little kid, I remember listening to Harry Belafonte and Peter, Paul, and Mary, and it's always been the kind of music that I've really liked. I've enjoyed either listening to it or playing it myself, and it's nice that I got involved with Mariposa, and then I did eventually get asked to do the job, I'm really happy with having this task to work on every year.
Now, I just wonder, Mariposa obviously has a long storied history. I mean, it's had its bumps in the road, but it seems to have settled back into a groove in Tuttle Park. I'm just curious as to how you go with the blend. I mean, we'll talk about the artists in a few moments, but there has to be that blend between, what people expect from a festival, and then also the opportunity to try and push the boundaries a little bit and perhaps expose people to new things. So mm-hmm. How do you go about that?
Like I said, it's not that I really make it up on the fly. I don't really mean it that way. I do have to think of all the different genres that make up folk music. And I try to... Somebody asked me this just a while ago, like, how do you pick the acts? And I sort of pick acts that will appeal to a lot of different people and a lot of different genres. So for example, blues has always been part of the folk, the broader folk, whatever you call that, the broader definition of folk anyway. So I always want to include several blues musicians. Country has always been kind of related to folk. So, you have to include a couple of country acts. And then there's folk rock and then singer-songwriters are like a big, big part of what has become folk music. Bob Dylan certainly changed that and the definition of folk. And then you get other things like I've got a Zydeco group this year, and there's Celtic music, and I always like to include some representatives of Aboriginal music, and I've got some really great choices this year, I think, in that field. And Francophone. So there's just so many different genres. So I try to pick something from each and hope that what I pick will appeal to, most of the people who come to the festival. I mean, there's always ones that people absolutely love, and then there's something that might not appeal to you, but that's okay. You just move on over to the next stage and listen to what's going on over there.
Well, one of the great things about Mariposa, as far as I'm concerned, is the fact that there are 11 stages running during the day, which means that you can be on site and you can be at one stage, you can move to another, but you never feel crowded. And I think that is a huge plus for this festival. The fact that you can move between the stages very easily and still feel that, you know, you can leave one stage when an act finishes and head to another stage without wishing that you'd been there 30 minutes before to reserve a spot.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, that speaks to the beauty of our organization, how it's so well designed, where you can, like you say, you know, be at different parts of the park and hear totally different kinds of music. One of the dilemmas with that is that you might want to be in two or three places at the same time, and people aren't necessarily able to do that.
Except that I think that you work your artists pretty well, and if there's any listening, I want to apologize for throwing that in, but, you know, if you miss an artist at one stage, you can often catch them a little later somewhere else.
That's right, yeah, I do mix up. Each of the performers, most of the performers do about four or five or sometimes even six performances over the course of two or three days. It gives people an opportunity to see them at different times and at different places.
Well, it's certainly, I think that when people who are not used to going to festivals, I think that they often don't realize that, you know, if you go to a festival, that an artist will, as you mentioned, be playing five or six times. And in some cases, I remember last year when New Country Rehab were playing, I think John Showman also did a couple of two or three other performances on top of his stint with his regular band.
That's right. I always try to do that. I always try to find, sometimes there will be examples of, you can sort of pull someone out of one band and put them into a workshop with someone else just because it happens to suit that particular workshop. And you get some really nice, interesting combinations there, things that kind of magical, really.
Well, absolutely, and that's certainly, magical is absolutely the word. That's one of my favorite experiences at a festival is the workshop, and especially when it includes people that maybe I'm not familiar with. And obviously with the number of artists you bring to Mariposa each year, there's great opportunity for that. Now, just before we started this interview, we played Annie DeFranco on a song from one of her recent albums. She's a headliner. I think she's headlining on Friday evening on the main stage. But I think we should talk about some of the people that you believe the people need to come to Mariposa and see this year.
Yeah, well, I'd like to give equal billing to all 50 or so of my artists. But, yeah, there are just some of them are my, you know, personal favorites. I think all three of our headliners are strong. And an interesting thing this year, it was done not so much by purpose, but we've got all female headliners, and I think that's probably a first for Mariposa, maybe for any festival other than, I know that there's a festival in Nova Scotia that it's an all-women performer festival. So because on Saturday night we've got Leslie Feist and some of her friends from Aurora and Snowblink playing, and then Roseanne Cash on Sunday night, and she's kind of legendary, not just because of her father's connection, but on her own strength as well. But personally, I'm looking forward to some of the other performers. Birds of Chicago have a really beautiful, mellow sound. I don't want to say Simon and Garfunkel-ish, but kind of in that kind of sound. There's a group called Elephant Revival who are really upbeat, and I think people will really be up on their feet and dancing along with them when they're on the main stage. One of my favorite singer-songwriters is Dar Williams, so I finally managed to get her this year. And there was a guy named Tim Chason that I saw in Prince Edward Island a few years ago when I was down there for a conference. And I knew he was a really talented musician. I could tell, a great songwriter, but he was into he had more of a rock sound to him. And he's kind of mellowed a little bit. I don't know if he's getting older, whether it's anything to do with that or not. But I just love his new stuff. His new material is just so kind of folky and just so strong musically in every way. And then there are favorites like Dalla. You know, Dalla have been. They were the darlings of the Newport Folk Festival a couple of years ago, and this is their only appearance this year in any festival in Canada because one of the girls just had a baby, so that she wanted to stay close to home, and Mariposa was their choice of a festival to play. So I was pleased with that too.
Can we talk about some of the artists that have come from overseas? I noticed that Neve Nakara is coming this year.
Yes, and she has built up a good reputation in Ontario because she's played the Goderich Festival and she's played Summer Folk, and just has a really, really nice sound. And I know that the audiences at both Goderich and Owen Sound just loved her the last couple of years when she was playing there.
What about other artists that are coming from elsewhere? I think you have artists from Cuba this year.
Yes, we have one of the very top bands from Cuba. They're called Conjunto Chapotin, and I hope I pronounced that properly. I don't know Spanish that well. They're a huge group, and they're only playing once on the main stage on Friday night. So if anyone is wanting to catch them, you have to be there first thing on Friday evening, I'm afraid. Because there's so much in demand that they're playing Mariposa and then heading out immediately.
Well, certainly the exciting thing is the fact that when I look at the list of the I think you said 60 artists that are coming this year, there are people that we've mentioned that we've heard before, but there are also people that we're not familiar with, and I think really that is the key to the festival experience. I know when you've got an opportunity to read the program. You get that little, the little blurb that comes in the bio often can be enough to suggest, hey, I should check these people out while I'm here. And that is the really exciting thing. I remember when I saw Good Old War at Mariposa 3 years ago, and they just blew me away because they were not a band I was familiar with. And when I was in the pub tent for that, it's one of the best festival experiences I've had ever.
Well, that's one of my goals, actually, is I sort of want to, introduce people that I've heard and that I thought were just amazing, and introduce them to people, because I remember that before I was an artistic director and before I was really involved with this, I would love it when I'd hear two or three new people each year that I'd never heard of and go out and buy their CDs and check them out, and I hope that experience happens to a lot of people when they come to Mariposa this year. I've got several bands, I think, or several performers that are going to do that for people.
No, I was going to say, Sonny, just looking at the list, I mean, you've got people coming back like Russell DeCarle with his trio. I saw them at Eaglewood last year. They were fabulous there. They're going to be here this year as well. Ariana Gillis, and I think she gets a main stage this time, which is wonderful. She is an incredible young performer.
Yeah, Ariana is one of our, we like to think of her as one of our discoveries because she was one of our showcase winners a few years ago, and so I'm bringing her back after several years of people have really really caught on to her, and she just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and so good things are in store for that girl.
Absolutely, she is an incredible songwriter and an incredible performer. So if there's one artist that people need to come and see, she certainly would be top of my list. Mike, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I wanted to thank you for spending the time to talk to us today.
Thanks for having me, and I love talking about Mariposa.
Oh, that's great. Well, remember, tickets are on sale for Mariposa. It takes place in the wonderful confines of Tuthoat Park in Orillia from July the 4th to 6th. Check out folkrootsradio.com for all the details and all the links. And we'll finish with a little bit of music from another of the headliners at this year's festival. Listen to a little bit of Roseanne Cash from her new album, The River and the Thread. And this is When the Master Calls the Roll. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Girl with hair of flaming red, seeking perfect lover, for to lie down on her feather bed, soft secrets to uncover. Must be gentle, must be strong, with disposition sunny, just as faithful as the day is long, and careful with his money. And so the open letter read, the newsboy did deliver, 3 months It's a love of one true-hearted lass that made the boy a hero. But a rifle ball and a cannon blast cut him down to zero. Oh, Virginia, whence I came, I'll see you. This time from 6 feet under. Lo, the season may come. Lo, the season may go. One man is torn asunder. Will someday be made whole. When the master calls the roll, though the storm clouds gather, let the union be made whole when the master calls the roll.